The world is full of magical things, patiently waiting for our senses to grow sharper. W.B. Yeats.
Empowerment in education. Two powerful elements that will help you break free of convention and transform your passion for wellness to a level beyond the status quo. The Essential Oil Revolution, where you're given the tools to supersede an ordinary everyday lifestyle. Inspiring speakers, DIY recipes, healthy living tips, and more. You'll discover it all here. So tune in and get ready for a wellness revolution.
Hello and welcome to the Essential Oil Revolution. I'm your host, Samantha Lee Wright. Thanks so much for tuning in. Today on this show, we talk with Dr. Sarah Labisco, who is a wealth of knowledge around aromatherapy, supplements, naturopathic medicine, holistic health, and more. You'll hear how her own personal journey of going from first being very skeptical to falling in love with essential oils after a major back injury and surgery helped her move into the world that she is in today, which is helping her patients and her clients work with essential oils and other natural tools to discover the healing power of nature. It is a fantastic interview. You are going to love Dr. Labisco, and we'll get to that in a moment. But first, let's pull a recipe out of our DIY dugout. Today's DIY recipe comes from Kindred Kimber, and her recipe is called the Winter Skin Scrub. She says this scrub is great for gentle exfoliation and nourishing the skin with moisture. To make the Winter Skin Scrub, combine 1 cup of finely ground oats, 1 cup Epsom salts or sugar for sensitive skin, 1 tablespoon raw, unfiltered or manuka honey, oil of your choice, such as olive oil, jojoba oil, avocado oil, 10 drops of lavender, 10 drops frankincense, and 10 drops cedarwood to help soothe dry, irritated skin. She says the more oil you add, the smoother the texture. Use less oil if you'd like it to be more scrubby. Play around with it and see what you like. Thank you so much for your recipe, Kindred Kimber. If you have your own recipe you'd like to enter into our DIY dugout, simply email us at DIY@revolutionoilspodcast.com.
Hello, dear friends. In today's world, it's hard to maintain balance in any area of life. This includes in regard to our hormones. Let's face it, stress impacts everyone, and this affects our hormones. Compound stress on top of an already fluctuating cycle, and not so happy symptoms can result. Thankfully, we have essential oils to tame our mind and body, but a lot of times, many women need something more to keep their hormones at a healthy level. And that something more is where Happy Mammoth comes in. And right now, they are generously offering you 15% off your first order when you visit happymammoth.com and use promo code REVOLUTION. Happy Mammoth is a forward-thinking, all-natural wellness brand. They are obsessed with empowering people with quality natural health solutions aimed at promoting total body health and vitality. I love their comprehensive formula, Hormone Harmony, which contains herbal extracts that help to support hormonal levels, stress, mood, resiliency, and blood sugar. In fact, it contains adaptogenic herbs that help the body adapt to any kind of stressors. This can help to keep hormones in much better balance. Due to its synergy, Hormone Harmony formulation can be used for women in perimenopause, menopause, and any female with symptoms of hormone imbalances. What I love as a naturopathic and functional medicine doctor is that their products are third-party tested for quality and purity, free of heavy metals, and free from artificial fillers. For all these reasons, I am confident recommending Happy Mammoth to my clients and grateful to be supplied with my own bottle for a happier mood and less bloated belly during that time of the month. I am so pleased to have a company that stands behind women's health and optimizing wellness through science and education. So please support Happy Mammoth and the show. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com with promo code REVOLUTION at checkout. That's Happy MAMMOTH.com and use promo code REVOLUTION for 15% off your first order.
Hello, dear friends. As an essential oil user, I know that you have probably come to not only appreciate, but to actually expect the powerful shift in emotions that you can get instantaneously when smelling your essential oils. When someone's dealing with the complex emotion of grief, life can get pretty heavy. Although emotions and essential oils can both be good allies, sometimes more is needed. I want to introduce you to a new podcast called A Place of Yes that is now available wherever you listen to podcasts. The host of the show is Heather Strother. Heather actually had a severe loss when she lost her 4-year-old son, Jack, suddenly to medical complications. 13 years later, now Heather is sharing the only way that she could move forward from the loss. This was by channeling her grief for the good and finding a place of yes. Now, her and her husband have created a nonprofit organization called Jack's Help from Heaven. Since then, they've helped hundreds of families with medically fragile children raise more than $1 million to help them to purchase with items that are not just medically necessary, but also convenient. Their goal is to improve the quality of life, and it offers you an opportunity to learn strategies to cope with grief and how to truly be there for someone that you love that is grieving. Now, sometimes the guests aren't just talking about the loss of a child, but the loss of a life they thought that they were going to live. And I know that we can all relate to that. Please listen to A Place of Yes now wherever you listen to podcasts. And also visit our sponsor at jackshelpfromheaven.org/news/podcast and learn about Heather and Brian's incredible nonprofit organization.
Well, I'm here with Sarah Labisco, who is a graduate of the University of Bridgeport's College of Naturopathic Medicine and licensed in Vermont as a naturopathic doctor. She has earned her certification in functional medicine through the Institute of Functional Medicine. Dr. Labisco also holds a Bachelor of Psychology and an Applied Kinesiology certification. She is a speaker, writer, and consultant on integrative health, supplements, essential oils, and more. Dr. Labisco, welcome to the show. How are you?
I am wonderful. I am very happy to be here. Thank you for having me, Samantha.
Oh, absolutely. It's our pleasure. So you have quite a lot of trainings under your belt. You've got a lot of experience with functional and naturopathic medicine, essential oils, supplements, you know, all of my favorite things in life. So I'm curious, just paint a picture for us of sort of your daily practice of working with clients and helping them in using all of these different tools and combining that with the different frameworks of naturopathic medicine and functional medicine.
Absolutely. And I will answer that. I just want to say I really appreciate the service that you're giving all of us. And I've found your podcast and I have been obsessed in listening to it every week and incorporating, you have some of the best guests, incorporating some of their expertise into my practice as well. So I just want to thank you. And I hope everybody just knows how lucky they are to have found this podcast and use it. So thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. Can I just like shrink you down and put you in my pocket and you can just like tell me that every week?
Absolutely. So everything that I, all of my training, I feel it complements each other, especially the naturopathic and functional medicine. The key component, I think, in both of those is to really address the underlying root cause. In conventional medicine, really the focus is a lot on addressing the symptoms. And when I got my training in naturopathic medicine, which is a different story altogether, but how I got there, I got a lot of training on, you know, incorporating conventional care while also keeping with the principles of naturopathic medicine, which is the healing power of nature to treat the cause, first do no harm, which is important in all medical care. Prevention is the best cure. to be a teacher. Doctors are actually supposed to be teaching you how to best care for your body and not to suppress symptoms. And when I got that training, I was one of the first graduating classes in the Northeast for naturopathic medicine, being licensed. And I wanted,
what year was this?
This was in 2007. I graduated. There were other schools on the West Coast, and our school was one of the first. The University of Bridgeport College of Naturopathic Medicine, it unfortunately has closed since then, but I graduated from there, and I just wanted additional support kind of in implementing what I learned at school with some of the more conventional approaches, as well as some of the more biochemistry and genetics and really individualizing care. And that's why I pursued functional medicine. And they're so interwoven and connected. So when I get a client that comes to me with, you know, I do a lot of gut, hormonal, and especially mental health. When they come to me with a certain symptom or a certain diagnosis, what I'm going to be doing is using those tools that I've learned of lifestyle medicine and my background with learning about conventional medicine, but also learning about how these different, what was the underlying root for that particular person, and really personalizing an approach for them. So that's, you know, why I love essential oils and some of these lifestyle approaches, because it's really getting to the foundation of why someone's off balance to begin with. And that's where I guess naturopathic and functional medicine really helped me speak that language and provide the bridge between conventional care and more of this holistic integrative approach of really getting people back in touch with their own capabilities and healing potential.
Mm-hmm. I know when you frame your body in that way and really dive into that truth of your body really does want to be healthy, really does want to heal itself and has the power to do that if you give it the right resources. It's such a powerful framework to kind of move throughout any healing journey and just throughout life in general. So I really appreciate that lens. How familiar are you with quote unquote classical aromatherapy, and how do you feel like that fits in or differs with functional and naturopathic approaches?
Yeah, that's a really great question. I think first of all, it depends on the practitioner and how they're applying what they've learned. I think that's one of the biggest things to take away from whenever anybody is seeking help from a professional, is to really get in tune with how that professional is applying the knowledge they learned and what their particular technique is and what their particular belief system is, and make sure that it resonates with you. Classical aromatherapy is what most people think of, I believe, of as aromatherapy, but there's different schools. And this is one of the confusion that's out there on the web. And I think in so many different areas is there's different trainings. Some people view it based on a European, German, and more American model. That's more related to not, maybe not specifically the area or location, but how people are using them. So like in England, we might think of more of a massage or an external use of essential oils, and they're more cautious about the use of internal or medicinal use of essential oils. France is more medicinal, internal. Germany is more more research oriented and using essential oils medicinally. And then United States is more massage and external. That's kind of what was thought, or what you might find out there in the information if you kind of Google classical aromatherapy. And then there's clinical aromatherapists, which are schooled in more of how different compounds and different, the whole synergy of the essential oil affects different body systems. And that's more in tune kind of how I use essential oils in my practice. I was fortunate enough to study with some really amazing experts in herbology as well as essential oils, and really dig deep, you know, through writing, through my own curiosity and writing different papers about how these essential oils work, not just in isolated compounds and affect somebody's biochemistry and biology, but also how that is integrated with what different body systems they affect, how that affects their psychology, and how that incorporates into affecting someone's physiology, right? So the mind-body connection with the essential oils. And also what form of application might be best for them. So I tend to incorporate all of the different types, topical, internal, as well as, inhalation, which is probably the most used, right? When people think of aromatherapy, classically they think of, oh, you smell an oil and it changes, you know, you relax. And it's so much deeper than that. It's this combination of this aroma with these chemical compounds and how they affect this emotional component of your brain that allows you to go out of this fight or flight response and into what they call the executive functioning or the prefrontal cortex. And you can instantaneously get a shift in someone's physiology. And that allows for how I like to incorporate essential oils is I'll base it on the chemical compounds, as well as I'm trying to shift their physiology from one of fear and thinking that, nervousness about all of these different symptoms and empowerment, right? And a relaxation response. And when you do that, that in of itself is allowing the body to heal. Because I think there is here, I can get a little bit on a soapbox of this, so stop me here. But
I'm ready for it. I'm excited.
There's so much fear in medicine. And so many people, you know, they watch a commercial on TV and it's like any symptom somebody has, we're automatically, something's wrong with the body and we have to automatically find a solution and suppress that symptom. And the body grumbles and rumbles. And if you have what you need, right? And your body wants to be well and can get back into balance. And one of the things I love about essential oils is it gets people out of that fear mode, right? They're inhaling, they're taking deep breaths, they're intubating, taking this vagal response, right? So the vagus nerve helps people with calming, it decreases inflammation. All of this stuff is going on and being integrated with just inhaling the essential oil with the chemical compounds, and they're just, obviously I'm very, they're an integral part of my practice, I think. It's just, I don't think you can separate the mind from the body. And when you have something literally in a bottle that I can have my clients use that's going to do that initially in an external way, and then, Samantha, as you probably know, it opens up a whole door to also an internal connection, right? When we get out of that fear mode and into this empowerment mode for our health. Did I answer your question kind of how all these different aromatherapy?
Yeah. Absolutely. No, okay. It's really fascinating. And I want to dive more into the papers that you wrote if we have time. But before we do that, can you kind of put everything in context for us with maybe a story of how you've seen a specific essential oil interact with a client of yours or yourself, and how that's really helped make that shift and what kind of impact that had?
Oh, there's a lot.
We love stories. You don't have to just one.
I use a lot of blends in my practice because, they're just, I'm not schooled in making different blends. That's something I leave up to the experts. I like more about, you know, why things are working and what can help my clients. I think one of the biggest ones is when I have a client that had a lot of diagnoses for mental health, and she had also, you know, some blood pressure issues and just a lot of background with some traumas. And we talked about what I do is functional medicine is we take a whole patient health history and we'll go through the timeline, right? So we'll look at different parts of somebody's life where there could be potential triggers where all of a sudden their symptoms started appearing, and that unravels into where they ended up today and what could possibly be underlying what is their presenting issue that they come to me with. So she had a lot of these traumas, and we saw with each trauma hit, you know, that there was another symptom that emerged until eventually it came into some of these diagnoses. And one of the oils that I think about, you know, with calming the whole nervous system, bringing that back into balance and having some heart synergy is ylang ylang essential oil. And so that essential oil with some lavender, with some brain focusing, right? So we think of peppermint. We think of a blend that I use to help people with self-love called, it's a joyful blend. It's got some geranium, it's got ylang ylang, it's got rose, it's got some citrus oils, some bergamot, different things, different essential oils to just kind of help that synergy, also balance the hormonal response. So she had used that, and she said specifically that when she used the ylang ylang essential oil, she felt tingly and like a shift in her whole mental state. And you know, just really able to incorporate the essential oils with some of the other things that we were doing and have her whole body kind of relax and be able to actually move forward with some of these like dietary shifts, self-care shifts, meditation. I think one of the things a lot of people find frustrating with naturopathic and functional medicine is sometimes they come to the doctor and there's like a list of all of these different things to do and lifestyle, and it can get overwhelming.
Like, yeah, just completely overhaul your entire lifestyle choices and habits and addictions taste buds and like, just do it.
And that can send someone in a fight or flight response, right? So I always, you know, take things slow, one thing at a time. If I can start them with some essential oils and just like one or two basic things, it really gets them set up for success. And it really just calms the whole body down, gets the body ready to say, you know what, we can do this, we can relax, we can get into this state of healing. And I think that makes all the difference. And that's how I really do use them. You know, initially I try to get people started off with some of the, you know, essential oils, diffusing them. People are used to taking supplements or pills. So there's usually one or two of those, and they just synergize, right? So I'm doing stuff to calm down her brain. One of the things everybody's talking about stress and cortisol and lower cortisol. And sometimes it's not necessarily what you want to do when someone's stressed or overwhelmed or what I've been seeing a lot is low cortisol, right? And that can make the body stressed out because it doesn't have enough energy or it's not at the right time of day. They can have these dysregulated cortisol patterns. So what I like about essential oils is say in the morning, their cortisol is low. They're having a hard time getting up. Maybe they have some thyroid issues, or you can really use some invigorating oils in the morning. Oils bring about balance, right? And help tune the nervous system. And then at night, there's so many different oils that when they've done some small studies that show that when you inhale certain oils like, you know, sandalwood, lavender, some of your basic calming oils, they will lower cortisol. So a lot of people have these dysregulated cortisol rhythms, and you can use essential oils or things for that, for that avenue as well. Digestive issues, I mean, peppermint's my go-to. There's a lot of peer-reviewed studies on using peppermint for, you know, the peer-reviewed studies have it specifically enteric-coated peppermint oil for IBS, and there's meta-analyses. And those are actually where they take a bunch of different studies all at once and actually analyze and see what the effects were. So it's not just one or two studies. It's actually taking a compilation of different studies. And there's more than one meta-analysis on peppermint oil for digestion. So there's, you know, and you got gut issues. That's why I see a lot of gut issues and hormonal issues when I focus on people with mental health issues, is because the gut and the brain are so related and your hormones are related to your neurotransmitter. So everything's connected. And Yeah, so those are just some ways that I use them.
I want to ask you more about the dysregulated cortisol, because just 2 weeks ago, we had a woman on our show, Jamie Rathteen, who talked a lot about using essential oils for stress responses, cortisol regulation, lots of other things. And I just find that area so fascinating. But I think something we didn't talk about, when I'm curious, you mentioned people with like their cortisol's too low, or it's just too low or too high at the wrong times or whatnot. And tell me more about that and how essential oils might be able to help someone in that situation, or how someone might even know they're in that situation.
Right. So one of the hot buttons is the term adrenal fatigue. That term you don't want to use, because the adrenals can't get fatigued and people get hyperbolic about that. But really, it is a good explanation of the adrenal glands not having enough reserve to produce the right amount of cortisol. And that was a pretty hot topic for a long period of time. And you have these different symptoms of low cortisol. And it isn't that the adrenal glands have a pathology. It's just that somebody's been bombarded with stress for such a long period of time that their cortisol levels just get low, right? They've been pumping it out, and eventually what happens is they plummet, right? Their adrenal glands say, this is enough, I'm done here. And initially, when someone's in high stress, there's three different phases. They get really high cortisol, you know, and they get really high, what they call, you know, your adrenaline or your catecholamines get high as well. And then eventually what starts to happen is those drop, right? So your cortisol starts to get lower, and maybe those catecholamines are taking the hit. And then both of them kind of get low, and your hormone, your DHEA, which is your precursor to your hormones, also takes a hit at the final stage. So there's kind of three different phases of adrenal. And you can tell this, some functional medicine doctors, now I'm in New York State, so I have some caveats with what I can order. A lot of my clients have a primary care, and they order through their primary care. But you can take salivary tests and do it at different times of the day, and also do a cortisol awakening response test, where you can tell where someone's cortisol levels are throughout different times of the day. And that'll tell you the dysregulation. So cortisol is supposed to be high in the morning because that's what wakes you up, and it's supposed to go lower at night. You can see people where it's extremely, you know, low in the morning and extremely high at night, and their sleep's dysregulated. You can look at that, and I can usually tell by what people tell me too. When you take a good health history, I'm dragging in the morning, I can't wake up, it takes me 2 hours, I need my coffee. And then at night, I can't sleep, I'm awake, I maybe need a glass of wine or something to unwind. And you start seeing these different patterns, and I can use different herbals. I can use essential oils. Like I said, I have people use peppermint in the morning, things like black pepper, rosemary, some of these stimulating essential oils on the nervous system to help their body rejuvenate. We do some things. Lifestyle things are really important, and making sure people's blood sugars aren't too low to help them really revitalize those adrenal glands. And then at nighttime, you can do things that are soothing and calming. Lavender, German chamomile, some of these calming citrus oils, which are good. Well, citrus oils I actually like to use in the middle of the day, because those are good for focus, and they're also good for, they calm the brain, but also help focus at the same time. So that's kind of the picture. I think, a lot of people are like that acute stress response, and instantaneously using an essential oil can be really helpful. But if you have these dysregulated or chronically low cortisol, and you know, you want to look at that. At the same time, essential oils are balancing, right? So you can't really do wrong with using essential oils whenever you feel like you need them throughout the day. But you can also use them strategically and individualize them. And that's kind of the fun part that I enjoy doing, is like, you know, when to use them and when you'd get the most bang for your drop, I guess, during the day.
Yeah, I love that. That's great. Well, Sarah, I'm curious if there was anything that sort of launched you into essential oils so deeply. Did you have a personal story, or what made you interested in incorporating them into your practice?
Yeah, that's actually the funny story with how I got into naturopathic school, because I always laugh at this. My mom had started with essential oils, and I was actually going to school. I wanted to be a physician assistant. I was taking some pre-med courses and working in a pharmacy as a pharmacy technician. And, you know, I had to wait to get into the PA school because something happened with my application, long story. So I was in nursing school at the time, at that point. And she started having menopausal symptoms, and she found these essential oils, and I was totally horrified. I was like, these are not FDA approved. You're going to mess up your hormones. What are you doing, mom? And around that time, I suffered a back injury. I'd had chronic back pain my whole life. And I had to have surgery because I was in nursing school and I was trying to lift a patient, and it did not end well. She kind of knew me, and I, you know, was course correcting and not in my best mental state at that time. I was pretty disappointed with how, you know, what I was going to do next. And she's like, she got an essential oils desk reference, and I had time on my hands because I was in bed recovering. She's like, just read this. So me being the geek I was, I read like the whole essential oil desk reference like once or twice. And then I was like, all right, I will try these oils. There's legitimate science here. And I was astounded. I was like, oh my gosh, I literally would go through bottles of anti-inflammatory medication, you know, over the counter. And I was getting relief for the first time, you know, in 20 years. I had a bad back since I was 16, and no one could I shouldn't say 20 years, since I was like 10 or 11, and no one could figure out how someone so young had that. But, you know, and then I was at the pharmacy, and I was like, you guys, this stuff works. And I was just intrigued, and I started, you know, sharing them with other people. And I became a chiropractic assistant, started working with his patients with essential oils for a while before I found out about naturopathic medical school. And I said, this is cool. I want to go here because I need to figure out how these things are working so I can incorporate them with conventional care safely. Because you learn about herbal drug interactions and all of that in naturopathic school as well.
That's great. Well, I have to ask too, what essential oils were you using for your back, and how are you using them?
Oh my gosh. I was using a lot of essential oils. I was using a blend with clove, peppermint, helichrysum. I was using a straight wintergreen because there's methyl salicylate, which is like a precursor to aspirin. I was using a lot of straight wintergreen, straight peppermint. I used a grounding blends, a lot of fir oils, a lot of, what else did I use? It was a pretty acute pain. So with acute stuff, I went heavy at first. And even when I was in naturopathic school, I had another disc. I had one disc removed, and then I had another disc that went out while I was actually studying for like the first part of my boards. And so that's when we did a lot of applied kinesiology, which is this form of nervous system feedback through muscle testing. And you can help your body figure out what it needs to heal. And I did a lot of oils then too. And I remember I was just in the back, just standing and applying peppermint oil. And I take that to class with me, and I was amazed because I could still function. And then, you know, eventually I used it like every 20 minutes, and then eventually it would be like every couple hours. And then, you know, I was able to not need it. But initially I was pretty heavy on a lot of the oils because it was a, I don't recommend this for every, you know, everyone, but I really had a strong belief in their ability because I had seen it before and I knew at that point nothing else had worked for me prior. So that's what I relied on. And it was, I've been happy with the result. Like I said, I have a whole disc missing in my back, but I do yoga. I don't really have pain as long as I do my yoga every day and some of my stretching and use my oils. So I'm grateful for that. Yeah.
Well, I love how these things tend to happen and lead people into their callings, what they do now to help other people. Well, this has been fabulous. And man, I want to ask you so many more questions, but we got to wrap up soon and get to our closing questions. Is there any last advice or any last words that you want to share? Maybe, you know, an interesting segment from one of the papers you've written or really anything you want to share before we close out?
I think a lot, I've done some studies or I've poured through some of the research on, you know, these different compounds in the body, in the essential oils, these different constituents and how they specifically for any of the practitioners out there can really interplay with our cellular receptors and the membranes and how this actually can change. There's a hot topic out there called epigenetics, which is we can't change our DNA, but we can change how it functions. And essential oils were probably one of the most powerful tools to do that. They, when you inhale or when you apply an essential oil or safely take it internally, it creates an array of different physiological effects in the body. And it's greater than the sum of its parts. And there's all of these different compounds in one drop of an essential oil and they balance each other out. So when people say, how can an essential oil do so much? And they think that it might sound silly that an essential oil can be focusing, can be uplifting. And at the same time, if you look at something like a citrus oil, also get out stains on your counter, it really can. And I think the versatility, the overall safety of them, I think is important to consider. And I think if more people use them in, you know, both conventional medicine, just even starting out with aromatherapy or even in integrative medicine, I think physicians and patients would be pleasantly surprised at how they could speed up some of their healing processes. And and also there is information out there that, you know, in animal studies, as well as a couple of small studies, as well as a few with over 100 human studies that show that essential oils do affect people's metabolism, and they do tend to selectively impact the pathogens versus the commensals in the gut. And I can provide those links if people want those, because that to me is just a symbol of their power of really balancing, and that they probably know better than our brains do on what to do in our body. So. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, please send those links on. I'll put those in the show notes below. I'm sure a lot of people would be really interested in seeing those.
Hey, it's Ryan Reynolds, and I'm here with Keith, co-star of my upcoming film, If, only in theaters May 17th. Do you want to tell people the big news? All right, I'll do. Sign up now and you'll get unlimited for $15 a month and 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan on us.
Mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 equivalent to $15 per month. Unlimited over 40 gigabytes per month. Face lower speeds. Videos at 480p. Active Mint customers by 5/31/24 get 6 months of Paramount Plus Essential Plan. Auto renews after 6 months. Offer ends May 31st, 2024. Separate Paramount Plus registration required. Terms and conditions apply if rated PG.
Another day is here and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24/7 in our mobile banking app.
Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Sarah, this has been incredible. Like, I've learned so much in this small amount of time from you and been inspired. It's amazing to me every time I talk to a new guest and talk about essential oils. It just sort of re-inspires me every single week to, you know, not take these little bottles for granted and use them and share them. And so thank you for reinvigorating that in me. And for the work that you're doing, it's amazing. Before you go, we always love to ask our guests a couple closing questions. And the first one you've kind of already partly answered. You do yoga every day, but are there any other things you try to make sure you do every day to help yourself stay healthy?
Obviously, essential oils and the yoga. And I think just being mindful and deep breathing. I like to have some flexibility with, you know, this morning, with my mornings. I don't have really a rigidity to it. I like to allow the space, but I do like to just stop and I do some prayer and meditation and some intentions, and then I'll inhale my oils and do a little movement with the yoga. And I feel that can really set me up for a really good start to the day and just throughout the day, just pausing. And that's where essential oils are amazing, right? Because you have to, or you don't have to, but it's optimal to actually stop and breathe as you're breathing in the essential oils. And that can really help refocus my brain, especially if I'm, you know, working on a project or just prior to when I see a client, I will try to be in a centering space. And I think that when you get the body in that relaxation response, there's a lot of balancing and healing potential. So those are some things I like.
Well, finally, what's just one thing we should all ditch completely and replace with something healthier today?
I think it's this, and this is easier said than done, but to really work on empowering, replace the fear with the empowerment. And there's so much, I've already alluded to this, there's so much fear around symptoms and around different bodily pathologies. And we don't need to be victims and we don't need to be hopeless. I think that's what one of the great things is about essential oils in your show is, Samantha, is when we realize that there are answers and that if we look for the root cause, we can empower ourselves to take action. We don't have to stay in this state of, you know, I guess there's a lot of where people are feeling where they can't move, right? They're just almost learned helplessness. Mm-hmm. And we can get out of that. And if you're having a problem getting out of it, it could be a brain problem. So maybe seek somebody that can do some integrative support where you can move from the state of fear into victimhood, or move from fear and victimhood into empowerment. And I think we need to stop blaming ourselves and people and brain health and look at our brain health versus it as a mental health or a character defect. And one of the cool things with essential oils is they can help you move from that place of helplessness and into this place of, like I said, back from that limbic area to the prefrontal cortex to empower you to move forward and to take some action.
I love that. Thank you so much. And I've personally experienced that before, that feeling of just sort of feeling almost paralyzed to
paralyze
do anything, right? To
for.
Take, yeah, to take you. That step. You know, sometimes it's like, I know that if I just, you know, get out of bed, or if I just make myself a cup of tea, or I just like go on a walk, I'll feel better. But sometimes that feels like really hard, like a mile long, hard, you know, road to travel down. And just simply, you know, grabbing the bottle of oil next to me and sniffing it right from the bottle, it almost doesn't matter what it is, although my personal favorite is frankincense for this. It just helps you, like what you said, move into a different part of your brain and take that next step, whatever that is. I think that's really well said. Well, thank you so much, Dr. Labisco. This has been incredible. Do you work with people remotely around the world, or do they have to be local or in the state of New York?
I have a virtual practice, but because of the licensing laws, I tend to just see people in New York. But I do have a community membership program I just started too, where people can join my community, and I offer education on essential oils, wellness. I do Q&As monthly and just give them some additional resources as well for wherever they're located. So I do have that option as well. And I also do essential oils consults, which is different than my naturopathic medicine consultations, but I do offer those as well.
Okay. What's the best place for people to go to find all that?
They can either go to my website, which is breakfreemedicine.com, or they can go to getoiling.com/Sarah Labisco, and there is links for resources, and it'll have my different courses, my community membership. I also teach a functional medicine course for practitioners on the clinical applications of essential oils there. So a link for that as well.
Well, great. Well, we'll make sure we put a link for all that in the show notes as well. Make it easy for people to find you and connect with you. Thank you so much. This has been wonderful. I really appreciate your time that you've spent with us here and the wisdom you shared on the Essential Oil Revolution. Thank you.
Thank you. Thanks, Samantha.
The Essential Oil Revolution is created by me, Samantha Lee Wright. Thanks so much for tuning in to today's episode. Make sure you tune in next week. We have a very big announcement for the show. So make sure you are subscribed so you know when that comes out. Big, big news. No spoilers, but it's big. And with that lovely cliffhanger, I'll just say keep on learning, keep on discovering, and most importantly, keep on treating yourself well. You are worth it.